Hopefully you were listening before the break. We a very special interview with Phil Cleary about a tragic subject of domestic violence and the horrible murder of his sister Vicky back in 1987. That moment and domestic violence being commemorated at Coburg's game against the Northern Blues at Coburg City Oval on Sunday, 30th of April. But I couldn't get you in here, Phil, without talking about the good old days of the VFA when you were a star and we had the likes of Fred Cook running around, and you mentioned Eddie Mealy. And younger people today, I think, would have trouble even comprehending just how big it was. Before the advent of Sunday football, the Swans going to Sydney, it was huge. First VFA grand final I ever went to, 1976, the famous Port Dandenong Brawl, 30,000 people there. It was tough footy, but it was good footy, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, hence I had to put my stuff on YouTube just to remind people of how big the crowds were, Rowan.
Yeah.
We played in front of big crowds everywhere. You could go to Port Melbourne and play in front of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And so I started in 1975 at Coburg, go to the City Oval, and here this world opens up of VFA football and legendary figures in a slower game where you could actually develop character, personality. And there was a Frosty Miller. Now, you young people might think, who's Frosty Miller? He was a left footer. He kicked 6 goals in a game with Carlton against Collingwood on Ted Potter at Victoria Park. But Ron Barassi couldn't handle him. He was a boy from Garfield. And Garfield in those days, out the back of Dandenong, and was like, I must say, Deliverance territory, Rowan. You know,
banjo.
She was a bit wild. And there was Frosty, and when he went to the VFA, he just kicked goal after goal. And
so I didn't even know he'd been at Carlton, to be honest. So how many games did he play?
He played about a dozen.
Right. What year?
About 64, 5.
Yeah, okay.
Around when Barassi was there, and Barassi didn't warm to him. And he was just legendary. We played them at Dandenong in 1975 in a day with a bit of a northerly, and it was a tight game, and I missed a running left foot goal. Anyway, the bloke on me, Big Hoppy, who's now passed away, said, you should have kicked that. You know, Hoppy was big and scary. That was our own teamer. Anyway, the ball went down the other end, and Frosty climbed through the air, and he caught the ball like Jezelenko, and he went back, and the scores were like tied, and he punted a big torpedo with the breeze. And the horns in the cars around the ground, a crescendo. And that was VFA footy. And I had to get an escort out of the ground one day. And some years later, I collected Terry Reid, a back pocket left footy. He was a little smart ass.
Yeah.
And he said to me, one kick, Cleary, before the game. Well, I caught him with my hip. I'd get pinched today, and down he went, concussed, knocked out, went off on a stretcher. After the game, the coppers came in and said, Phil here, we've got to escort you out. The crowd is not happy. That's true.
Yeah.
And we at Port Melbourne one day, I was driving an old Suzuki with those vinyl roofs and stuff. The car was ripped, all the shredded.
Really?
Yeah, people had up yours, Cleary. You know,
well, wasn't one of the great ironies about Port Melbourne that it was so tough and the supporters were so tough, but you could go behind the stand and get the nicest scones tea you've ever had in your life.
Well, it's all true. They made the best scones, you know, old Wharfie's wives and that. And, of course, all the Port Melbourne players, they lived locally. They worked on the wharf. Some of them were there was Buster Harlan, who was
the
scary.
Gosses.
But Kevin Goss, and the big story with Kevin Goss, threw the best left-right combination in Port Melbourne, so didn't take on Gossie seriously, because blokes who could box had to be careful of. And they reckon one night he went out and Biff Dermott, one of his teammates,
Greg
Dermott was about to play his 200th game. They went out to a pub and they had a little tiff, and Biff went whack and cut his eyebrow. And so he starts bleeding. And what does Biff do? Goss do? He picks up the beer towel, off the bar, and he wipes his eye. Saying, sorry, I shouldn't have hit you. But he's infected it. So he misses his 200th game.
With
a beer infection. So there are all these weird stories, and it just rolled on, and you had the inimitable Phil Gibbs calling the footy, you know. And Phil just died recently.
Sad.
He was so clever at it. And their coverage of the game was fascinating too, because they were doing split screen stuff, showing you the back man on the forward, what they were doing before the arrival of the ball.
And the slow-mo replay at that stage was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yes, and it was. It was an amazing time, and we played in a couple of grand finals, 88, 70, 79, 80 at Full House at the Junction Oval.
Oh.
And the Junction Oval was a bowling green surface for the days. No one had a surface like it, so she was a fast track.
Well, I remember the 79 grand final against Geelong West. Fisher kicked, what was his first name?
Fisher? David Fisher.
Kicks the ball to himself, picks it up, kicks it. One of the great goals. And then 1980, Port raging favourites. You guys had them all day, and then Port's kicked five in the last 15 minutes.
Well, you're an aficionado, Rowan, and people ought to look on YouTube and see
David, it's all
David Fisher. David Fisher, this is literally true. Yeah. He took the ball at the centre square, in the centre circle. I saw him because I was slightly to the side and he went past me. There was not a single player between him and the goals. Now, people talk about the press. We were doing it in 1979. We'd all pressed up. He kicked the ball to himself, 30, 40 metres.
Yeah.
It bounced into his hand and he punted it through at the southern end, and we hit the lead.
Yeah.
And then Gary Moore kicked another one. Unbelievable.
They were great days. I'll tell you what, I knew I shouldn't have got you in because I could do this for the next 2 hours easy. Unfortunately, we can't.
I know.
But look, thanks for coming in. It's great catching up with you and great to hear your story. I think you told it beautifully, and anyone who heard what we were talking about before couldn't fail to be moved by that. So hats off to you, Phil. You're a VFA legend. We all love hearing you speak, and you've been a terrific campaigner for what's a really important cause.
Thanks to you, Rowan. It's lovely to have a chat with someone who knows that whole history too. So really appreciate it. My family will be rapt about it. Thank you very much. And my sister, she'll be smiling on it.
Yeah, well, anyone who wants to get along to the Vicky Cleary Day, please do. Coburg City Oval, Sunday, 30th of April. Thanks for joining us, Phil Cleary. We'll chat again soon, mate.